This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The nation will celebrate its 78th Independence Day tomorrow. On the eve of Independence Day, President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today. The address will be broadcast at 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 p.m. on its respective regional networks. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead the country in celebrating Independence Day from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. He will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. The theme of this year's Independence Day is Vikasit Bharat at 2047. 1,037 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of Independence Day. Head Constable of Telangana Police, Chaduvo Yadaya, was awarded the President's Medal for Gallantry. The Home Ministry said 213 personnel have been awarded the medal for gallantry. It said out of the 94 President's Medal for Distinguished Service, 75 have been awarded to Police Service, 8 to Fire Service, 8 to Civil Defence and Home Guard Service and 3 to Correctional Service. 729 personnel have been awarded the medal for Meritorious Service. Union Skill Development Minister Jayant Chaudhary has said the emerging technologies and introduction of AI will help reimagine ITIs in the country. He said preparing the students to harness the transformative power of AI will play a crucial part as India's expected GDP growth touches $500 billion by 2025. The minister stated this while announcing the launch of a series of groundbreaking initiatives at a function in Noida. The Supreme Court today clarified that states can recover past tax dues on mineral rights, but not for the period before 1st of April 2005. The Apex Court rejected the argument that its judgments delivered in July upholding the powers of the states to tax mineral rights should be given prospective effect only. On the 25th of July, the Apex Court had ruled that states have the power to levy tax on mineral rights and that the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957 does not limit such power of the states. The Indian Council of Medical Research and Panacea Biotech have announced the initiation of the first ever Phase 3 clinical trial for a dengue vaccine in India. This landmark trial will evaluate the efficacy of India's indigenous tetravalent dengue vaccine, Dengueol. The first participant in this trial was vaccinated today at Pandit Bhagwat Dayal Sharma Postgraduate Institute of Medical Sciences, Rohtak. Commenting on this milestone, Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, said the initiation of the third phase clinical trial for India's first indigenous dengue vaccine marks a critical advancement in the fight against dengue. He said it reflects the government's commitment to protecting citizens from this pervasive disease and underscores India's capabilities in vaccine research and development. In Jammu and Kashmir, an army captain was killed and four terrorists believed to be gunned down in an ongoing encounter in Doda district today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that a civilian was also injured in the encounter. The encounter between the security forces and hiding terrorists broke out in the area late last night. After rising for four consecutive months, wholesale inflation declined to 2.04% in July, according to the latest government data released today. India's wholesale inflation cooled to a three-month low of 2.04% in July from a 16-month high of 3.36% in June, primarily due to a sharp reduction in food prices. The annual WPI inflation rate was 2.04% in July 2024, down from 3.36% in June 2024. A week after dissolving the main opposition Move Forward Party, Thailand's Constitutional Court today dismissed Prime Minister Srettha Thavisen from office over breach of ethics for appointing a former lawyer to his cabinet who had been jailed 16 years ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.